The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, this is the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC pro wrestling and entertainment news and commentary.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's show, episode 110 of Inconclusive Breakdown. I am your host, Justin, joined by Skeets, joined by Vince.
Hello.
Mr. Short.
Hi.
Today's show, we'll go over the news, your questions, we'll die of whatever he just gave us.
Oh, yeah.
We will fan cast professional wrestler biography movies, and our top 10 this week is dead celebrities we want to bring back. So
Al Jolson may be on my list.
Maybe. Number one with a bullet. Okay, we'll get into TV news. We just watched a ton of, they're called trailers, but these are what they showed the advertisers when all the networks did upfronts this week. So I'm going to go through it real quick and give me your thoughts on what we just saw. We'll start off with Shooter. Based off the Wahlberg movie.
That looks pretty good.
Yeah, it didn't look bad.
I've read all the Bob Lee Swagger books. I love the Shooter movie. I'm down for those. It looks like a faithful continuation or redo of the movie. So, Lethal Weapon. This is for Fox.
Yeah. It didn't look bad.
Yeah, Marlon Wayans.
Damon Wayans.
Whatever.
They all look the same, right?
One fucking Wayans.
Look, if he dresses up like Homie the Clown, I'm in.
Yeah.
That would be fucking funny.
Carries around a big jar of his own piss.
Yeah.
The hobo. Yeah.
Homie don't play that.
That looked okay. I mean, maybe you'll get a whole season.
Yeah.
We'll see what the ratings do with that one. Exorcist. This is Gina Davis.
Gina Davis looks like she had a stroke, but the movie looks pretty good.
The show,
yeah.
Yeah, it looks okay. Another one that it's a wait and see. Then we watched the trailer for Son of Zorn.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that looks
pretty damn funny. This is
not gonna last.
Live action and animated show. So yeah. Think of it like Roger Rabbit,
yeah,
style. Barbarian comes back from 10 years, his ex-wife and kid. And
looks a lot like He-Man.
Looks surprisingly a lot like He-Man.
Especially the bird.
Yeah. But it looked funny. What did we say, 6 episodes and Fox will cancel?
Yeah.
Because it would be like Firefly?
Yeah.
We watched the little trailer for Rocky Horror.
No.
Victoria Justice, though.
Yeah. That's the only saving grace. I mean, the absolutely only saving grace.
That schman is hard to look at.
Schman.
Hard to look at.
It is a shim. We watched a little trailer for Preacher, which debuts tonight.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Too bad I don't have AMC anymore.
Dominic. I can't remember his last name.
But Hasek.
Yes. Dominic Hasek, the goaltender. But the guy that played Tony Stark's dad, and he was in Agent Carter as the older Stark.
Yeah.
It looks really good. Then we watched 24 Legacy. This is... The only holdover from it is that something's called CTU.
Yeah.
They could have called it something completely different. It looks okay. But calling it 24, your brain immediately thinks, oh, Kiefer.
Yeah.
Where's Kiefer? And it's... He's an executive producer. That's it. So, MacGyver. What were your thoughts on the MacGyver?
I want to like it.
I do.
I do, too. I think it's going to be a lot of inside jokes.
Yeah.
A lot of inside jokes. So, but, I don't know. We'll see. That's CBS, so they usually hold on to shit for a couple
seasons. They had to nig it up, though, with the music.
I noticed that as well, but...
I would have pegged that for, like, more of a grungy type.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was thinking. Yeah. We watched for Training Day. I think Training Day is Fox, right?
I think so.
That sounds right. Maybe, but I don't know. It is Bill Paxton, right?
Yeah.
Because I get him and Pullman.
Pullman, yeah.
He's playing the Denzel character. They just race swap the two leads. The female cop on that, though, she's attractive.
Yeah.
So, We didn't watch Designated Survivor. They took that one down, or ABC did. Frequency. That was just a little, like, 30-second.
Yeah.
It's based off the movie. So, we'll see. That was the trailers. We'll get into the news.
Oh, you forgot Ghostbusters.
And Star Trek.
Movies.
Oh.
You're new here. It's okay.
I'm not paying attention.
No, not at all.
Are you talking?
Fox TV Group Chairman Dana Walden and Gary Numan both made it clear that there is strong interest, and you are going to get an X-Files return. So they're going to do another short season.
No shit.
But don't look for it before next year, 2017-2018 TV season. So, speaking of stuff on CBS, Rush Hour, which was the show based on the Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker movie, canceled after one season.
Hmm.
No surprise, ratings were terrible.
I didn't even know it was a show.
I didn't either. Don't you ever touch a black man's radio, boy?
Yeah. It was, I've watched like, I made it through like 20 minutes, and it was basically race jokes we wouldn't make.
Hmm.
A lot of not fun.
Was there any actors we would know?
Not off, you'd be like, hey, I saw you in something.
Yeah.
But it's
background character.
Some little Asian guy that I've never seen in anything before. Unless he was like in a kung fu movie or something. But
I know Punk Bitch!
He got kicked in the face by Jackie Chan.
His fight scenes were really good, the one I saw.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know. Next story, it looks like Kevin Smith will not be writing for Arrow next season. He was wanting to bring the villain he created, Onomatopoeia, because he loves fucking big words, to the show that he did in the Arrow comic. But people online started a protest due to a tweet he put out 2 years ago about how he didn't like the Felicity character on Arrow, and people just started bitching a fit, and Smith said, that's fine, I don't have to, I know more about Flash, I'll just, if they will allow me, I'll bring that villain onto my episode of Flash I get to do. So,
what, he just didn't like what she was doing, or
he didn't like the way the character was being done. And then people, because at that time on the show, it was the big Felicity and Oliver relationship deal, and he's like, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And there's people online that they live and breathe that shit, and they just took to Twitter and just started raising hell. And he's like, I don't need that. Fuck you. So, but that will free him up some time. And Vince, you are going to be extremely happy with this.
Clerks 3.
We are getting that, but not right now. Kevin Smith and MGM are in the process of adapting The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension as a television series. He talked about this on his Hollywood Babylon podcast. Smith revealed that MGM is currently trying to find a home for the series. MGM liked his pitch enough to, quote, take it out and try to find a home for it. As to how he would adapt the series, Smith said, basically, you do the entire movie for the season one.
Right.
And then season two, you finally do the sequel we've all dreamed about, Buckaroo Banzai Against the World Crime League, which was the sequel that was supposed to happen.
Right.
That never got made, so. And he's a nerd like us, and he will do it justice.
So, who are they going to get to play?
We don't know. They're trying to find a home for the idea. Once that gets done, then they would go into pre-production and casting. So,
we're going to have to cast that.
We got one lined up for next week, but yeah, we'll have to do Buckaroo Banzai. Producer Mark Guggenheim said, look for a lot of new characters on next season's Legends of Tomorrow. There's a listener question later, and we'll explain. Showtime has canceled House of Lies. This was one of their bigger Don Cheadle led shows, and I think Kirsten Bell's in it too, because
I don't know,
she's smoking hot. So, but yeah, they canceled it after 4 or 5 seasons. AMC has greenlit a new documentary series from Robert Kirkman, who does Walking Dead. Under the working title "Heroes and Villains: The History of Comic Books," the series will consist of 6-hour-long episodes that explore the stories, people, and events that have transformed the world of comic books, from origin stories to the untold histories behind iconic characters. Heroes and Villains will explore a wide range of topics, including pop culture, politics, race, gender, and sexuality. Basically, the show. But Kirkman's doing it. I like documentaries. I like comic books.
It's a win-win-win.
I'm all in, yeah. CBS and the show Limitless, which I really liked, which proves if you're a drug addict and you take the right drug, you can get shit done. Apparently, it's done on CBS, but it is they announced that it is being shopped to cable and digital outlets. They're trying to find a home for it. CBS confirmed Wednesday when they unveiled their 2016-17 lineup. The show won't be back on CBS, but CBS confirmed there were conversations to try and find the show a home on another outlet. So they're still producing it if they can find a home, which I liked it. It's a good little show, but... Hillary Clinton, I'm going to start calling her that now because fuck you, will join the cast of Ghostbusters.
Oh, God.
On the May 25th episode of the Ellen DeGeneres Show. So basically, if you're within a 500-mile radius and have a penis, run for the fucking hills.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, so...
Oh, that's nice.
That'll be a women empowerment. It'll be the first time all of the Ghostbusters do an interview together about all the horrible, horrible movie they did.
Wow. Boy, there's just going to be male bashing right after, one right after the other.
Oh, yeah. Everything will be Trump's fault, I'm sure.
I love it.
Rumors are back and hot and heavy about Blade, Ghost Rider, and Moon Knight going to series at Netflix. From what I've read online and tried to find out behind the scenes, it looks like Moon Knight will be the first of their new call it Phase 2 shows.
Cool.
That would be after like Avengers and Jessica or Defenders and Jessica Jones, but Moon Knight would be the first one, which is awesome. I love the character. The head of CW said now that Supergirl is a part of the network, the next season's crossover special will be the biggest one ever and will include all four DC shows. So that's Legends, Flash, Arrow, and now Supergirl. So awesome. Vixen actress Megalyn, and I butcher this name every time, Echewakone, there's no N, Echewakone, when CW did upfronts, where they show to the advertisers and stuff we just watched, they brought out Flash, and Stephen Amell plays Arrow, and Supergirl, they also brought her out, plays Vixen, for their, she does the voice for the digital, the animated show, but she's also appeared on the live action as well, making people think that either one, she's going to be joining one of the shows, or two, she could be getting a spinoff mid-season, possibly. A&E has canceled Damien after one season. I didn't really see where that had legs to be a show to begin with. But Jinji Kohan. Shim is the creator of Orange is the New Black.
Shim?
She looks like a him.
Oh, okay.
I don't
that
know.
That was.
I don't know if her dangly parts are an innie or an outie. All right. Oh. Yeah. Also, the creator of Weeds. I didn't know she created that show too.
Yeah.
She's set to begin working on a new show revolving around the world of women's wrestling. Glow. You remember Glow from way back? I mean, way back in the 80s. It was Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. There's a great documentary. I believe it's on Netflix now. This was a way a lot of women were trying to break into the entertainment business. Were trying to do it through wrestling back in the 80s because it was hitting that Hulkamania. It was all, everything was getting popular. But she's going to do a show. Let's see. I lost my spot. Hey, there it is. Glow tells us the tale of struggling actresses in the 80s that lands a role in a cult women's wrestling show. Struggles through the many highs and lows of the not-so-glamorous world of wrestling. The pilot is written by the people who have worked with her on Weeds and Nurse Jackie, and this is going to go for Netflix. So, that just means a lot of wrestling lesbians. You see a picture of her?
Ooh, yeah, that is fucking rough.
Yeah. The last thing for TV news this week, Alan Young. We got a sad story. Did you see this one?
Yeah, I saw
this. Most people probably know him best as Wilbur from Mr. Ed, but he was also the voice of Scrooge McDuck.
Oh.
Uncle Scrooge passed away at 96 at the old actor's farm home, which I thought was a joke, but I come to find out it's not. There's an actual home for old actors out in California that, you know, don't have any family or nothing. They just go to this old folks home, and it's all a bunch of old actors. But yeah, he passed away.
So. That's weird.
Yeah. Movie news this week, we did watch a couple of trailers. Oh, Ghostbusters.
Oh,
go.
It's going to fucking flop like a motherfucker.
Is it because I'm black? Oh, is it because as a woman? It's because nobody wanted to catch your ass and you stage dived off and the proton pack should have exploded, killed everybody there, and then we'd have been a 30-minute movie and we'd have been happy.
That's... they're trying to play this political shit. Yes.
And when it backfired on them, they all tried to play the victim.
It's awful. It's going to be an awful fucking movie. It
looks very bad.
It just... The CG, it looks good. I like the CG.
Yeah. I mean, advances have come so far.
Sure. I don't like them. They're glowing. You know what I mean? They're not...
There's a lot of... Yeah. It's like weird neon glowing through mist and shit. But, yeah.
You know, it's going to fucking bomb.
That's what I'm... I think it will, but I'm scared to death that it's going to do really good. Money-wise. I'm worried that they're going to, you know, we got to go see it for the wins type of thing is going to happen, and it's just going to make a shit ton of money, and then they're going to get a sequel. And I'm going to be like, oh, god damn it. But we'll see. I don't know. The other trailer we watched was the new one for Star Trek Beyond. Oh, it looks so good.
It does look good.
Yeah. Idris Elba is your bad guy. You can't tell because he's in full makeup, but yeah, it looks good. I'm excited for it. First movie news story, The Rock accidentally confirmed. Just follow him on Instagram because a lot of shit slips by because he'll show a picture of his like workstation. And what happened is he's like, here's everything I'm working on right now. And it's just piles of shit. Well, somebody zoomed in on one of the scripts that is in his to-do pile that he's already signed on. Doc Savage.
Oh, really?
Yes. We'll be next year with... I can't think of... It's the guy that's doing Predator reboot. But he's going to do a Doc Savage movie. And he's talked about this for years. And he said, if I get to do the movie, the only way I'll do it is if Rock can play Doc Savage. So, for those of you who don't know, just Google Doc Savage. It's a golden age pulp hero. Kind of a... Think of it as Race Bannon from Johnny Quest with powers.
Yeah.
So, awesome. This next story is hilarious. Three Cubans were found hiding on a cargo ship carrying film equipment used in shooting the new Fast and Furious movie. According to Port Everglades spokesman, three people were found by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials hiding in an auto carrier aboard a cargo ship on Friday. The ship was traveling from Cuba to Post Everglades. They were trying to stow away on the film equipment to make it to America. Didn't they know they can just walk through the Mexican border? And apparently not, but...
You gotta go through the Gulf.
Yeah.
I don't think their raft would have made it.
You mean the deflated tire?
Yeah.
Juan Pablo has to keep blowing up every 5 minutes. Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah, we'll just go.
Keep going. Timmy's not even paying attention.
No.
He had family on that fucking raft.
I'm sure I did not.
Nintendo, you know them. Yeah. They make of the video games.
Yeah.
They are in the early stages and plan to bring its familiar characters to the big screen. Through feature films, the company said in report over this last weekend and Monday, some Asian guy who apparently is a Nintendo president, and I'm not even going to try his name. Tatsumi Kimishima. I feel like I just cussed out a whole race of people. But he said that the company is in talks with a number of movie production houses to create Nintendo-branded films within the next 2 or 3 years.
Yay.
A Nintendo spokesman told Wall Street Journal, confirmed it, saying Nintendo would use some of the funds from its recent sale of the Seattle Mariners baseball team. Remember we told you they were selling their controlling shares to help finance the project.
Dig up Bob Hoskins.
The report suggests that Nintendo wants a more direct role in managing its movies this time around. It appears they're looking at both animated and live action. So.
Dig up Bob Hoskins.
Dig up Bob Hoskins, yeah.
Yeah.
Leguizamo's still alive, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sort of.
Margot Robbie, speaking of extremely alive, is gonna get a Harley Quinn spinoff movie.
No.
Surprise, surprise, Gomer Pyle. But it is going to be, from what I've read, it would not just be a Harley movie, but it's going to be like, I've heard Batgirl's name, I've heard Birds of Prey. You notice they're all female.
Yeah.
It was of course on. They are.
But apparently, Margot Robbie pushed this. She's going to executive produce as well. So, hey, if it sticks to the story and it's good, I'm all right. All Birds of Prey and Batgirl are in the Batman Joker universe. It all fits. So, the next Transformers movie will be called Transformers The Last Night. Night as in K-N-I-G-H-T. And Josh Duhamel will return to the franchise. Okay.
You see the way I'm staring at you, like, yeah. I don't care.
Well, it's either that or you want to do dirty, dirty things to me again.
Well, both.
Well, yeah.
Fucker.
You do remind me of Angry Sex and Regret, so.
It's wow. The red hair, isn't it?
Yeah, it is the red hair.
And the goatee.
Fuck you. Next story. A film based on Tetris. We told you about this months ago that they were thinking about doing it. We'll start shooting in China next year.
It's a Russian game.
Russia was commies, China's commies.
Sure.
6-1. Co-production between China and the U.S. The film will star both Chinese and Western actors. Funding and a storyline are already in place. Apparently, they got $80 million as the budget. They are planning it as the first in a trilogy.
It's a Russian game!
About blocks.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Chuck Palahniuk.
I love him.
You know him, he's the Fight Club guy.
Yeah.
Is developing a new film adaptation for his 2002 novel Lullaby. Or Lullaby. Palahniuk will directly be involved with this project and have his co-screenwrite. He will also serve as executive producer, along with Andy Mingo directing. The book explores themes of murder and horror. He wrote it during his father's murder trial in real life.
Yep.
Let's see. When he was given the decision of whether or not to help the court pursue the death penalty, this is when he was writing it. To help this become a reality, producer Josh Leek, Palahniuk, and Mingo launched a Kickstarter to fund the film. Team hopes to reach their goal of $250,000. I don't know what it's up to yet. Once fully funded, they will start production immediately and plan to shoot at the end of the year in Oregon with hopes to premiere the film late 2017 or early 18. So, okay. I read the book, but it's been...
I'd rather have snuff.
That's what I want. That's the one I want. But...
It'll be good.
I'm thinking we should just fan film it since... You know, fan films. Well, that could go horribly.
It'll be an rated actual X. Snuff. Yeah.
Well, if they're gonna make snuff like the book, it has to be at least NC-17.
Oh yeah.
Just for how explicit it is. But all right, next story. Daniel Craig has told the studio bosses he is done playing James Bond. The news comes a couple days after bookmakers in the UK called off bets on Tom Hiddleston becoming the next James Bond. So it does look like maybe Loki is going to be your next James Bond. They're saying they quit taking bets on him because apparently it's such a sure thing that people were betting crazy on him. I don't know. UK people bet on a lot. It's being reported that Daniel Craig turned down somewhere between $50 and $80 million for the next two movies.
Tom Hiddleston?
Yeah. Would you want him or Idris Elba?
Neither one.
Those were the top two people were betting on.
He's going to be like the next George Lazenby.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Now you just made me sad. And the next story makes me even sadder.
All right.
Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond. Mm. He's the voice of Krang for Ninja Turtles. Yeah, I'm sorry. Next thing. We'll just move on. I'm getting eye fucked over
here.
That
was it?
Yeah.
How's he going to do it?
Well, Raymond. Yeah.
Ray.
Holy shit, that was pretty good.
Ray, I'm going to kill Mom.
So instead of a high pitched like
crank,
yeah, crank.
Yeah, he's gonna sound like a whiny retard.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think I'm gonna kill mom by sticking my dick down the throat.
Now, see, if he was the voice of the android body, I'd be okay with that. The android body should sound like a giant retard.
Yeah,
but no, he's gonna be the Krang.
Yay!
We now have four actors that have came out and said they want to play Cable for either Deadpool 2 or X-Force. Stephen Lang from Avatar, who was my original pick. Kevin Nash, wrestler, who was the Russian and Punisher, and yeah, he's been in Magic Mike, apparently. Dolph Lundgren has come out and said he wouldn't mind it. And now Ron Perlman has thrown his hat into the ring.
No, I like Ron Perlman.
But I do too, but somebody did artwork mock-up of all four of them together.
Yeah.
The best, if you're going just by looks,
Dolph.
It's Dolph, Stephen Lang, Perlman, and then Nash.
Yeah.
Dolph would
Dolph
be perfect.
Would be great.
He'd be perfect for
yes,
that role.
Yes.
He's big enough, and he looks exactly like Cable.
Yeah, the mock-up did with the short gray hair.
Yeah.
They kind of just grayed the Russian look from Rocky with the eye, the cybernetic eye. Yeah. Fucking dead on.
Yeah.
It looks so good. Plus, he can do funny, too. Even though he would be the straight man to Deadpool, he would be, you know, Colossus 2.0. So, I don't know. I'd be happy with any of them, but we'll see.
Bring back the Lundgren.
Damn right. He needs another comic book movie. What was his last one? Punisher? That sounds right.
Yeah?
No, He-Man was before Punisher. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Looks like your next Star Wars movie. Not Rogue One. This is the actual episode
8.
I was counting on both hands. Will be called Star Wars Fall of the Resistance.
Oh, Empire Strikes Back.
Yep, it's exactly. I hope Leia gets it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, why couldn't it have been her?
That's why Chewie didn't get a damn hug. He was walking by thinking, should have been you, bitch. Yeah. See?
Maybe that's in the deleted scenes we haven't seen.
That could. Imagine if Kylo ends up killing mom too. That would be like
I'd be all right
that
with
would
that.
Be like the final test that Snoke tells him to do. You know, you got to kill mom too. Oh, yeah. You can write that, Disney. I won't even take credit.
Yeah, it should have been her. God, it should have been her. Why wasn't it her? She had like four lines the entire movie, and they all sucked. And she just.
Blew off Chewie. That still irks me to death. All right. Speaking of something that irks me to death. Oh, God damn it. Jennifer Lawrence. You know her.
From the internet.
From the internet. Yeah, from the internet. Kind of like April O'Neil. God, I love April. Moving on.
Keep going.
She will join Sandra Bullock for the Ocean's 11 all-female remake.
Oh, God. Yeah. I forgot that was happening.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's
fucking sad.
I would almost rather watch Ghostbusters. Mm. At least you have the CGI. This is just going to be dog and pony horse shit. Yeah,
it's going to be a bunch of groin kicks to a bunch of guys.
Yes, it will.
That's the action scenes. Yeah. Guys getting fucking hit in the nuts. Yeah, that's hilarious.
Speaking of Jennifer Lawrence, again, she said in an interview that Fox should be worried. Because herself, Michael Fassbender, and James McAvoy's contracts for the X-Men movies are all up. They ended after, Apocalypse. And that they all made a deal where if one of them decides not to come back, none of them are coming back to the franchise. So, that'd be like, Fassbender's great as Magneto, McAvoy's not bad as X, I'm good with getting rid of Jennifer Lawrence, I'd be like, bye, we can recast, you know, so. Oh, speaking of comic booky stuff, we told you Michael Keaton was out of the Spider-Man movie. Apparently that was a money deal. He wasn't sure they would be able to afford him and Robert Downey Jr. Because Robert Downey Jr. is going to be in Spider-Man as Tony Stark. They worked it out. Michael Keaton will be in Spider-Man, and he will be playing the Vulture. The Vulture will be your main villain, but he's not the only bad guy. The Vulture will be aided by none other than the Tinkerer, minor Spider-Man villain who's the Tinkerer. He builds shit. Who will help him build his Vulture suit with recovered Chitauri tech from the original Avengers movie. So that's how they're kind of all tying it all back together. So as long as it's green.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He's got to have the beak.
Well, the Birdman movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a lot of casting for Thor Ragnarok. Marvel pretty much announced everything. Cate Blanchett will be playing Hela. Jeff Goldblum is in a Marvel movie. This makes me happy. He will be playing the Grandmaster, who's just kind of a weird cosmic weirdo. Tessa Thompson, who was in Creed, will be playing Valkyrie. Yes, Vince, a black Valkyrie. Yeah, that sigh came across as audible, so...
Why do they keep doing that shit?
It's an agenda. I mean, that... If you want me to be honest, it's an agenda. Yeah.
It's for the fucking white people!
Well, this will make you happy about the movie. Our boy Carl Urban.
Dredd
himself will be playing Scourge. He will be your guy that gets manipulated by Hela to fight Thor. So... Mark Ruffalo will also be back as Bruce Banner / the Hulk, so... Okay.
Yay.
DC and Warner Brothers have confirmed, this was the long-rumored thing for Batman Superman, that the suit, the Robin suit, that is in the case and everything,
yeah,
was Jason Todd.
Oh, cool.
They have actually came out, both DC and Warner Brothers did confirm, so that has ramped up all the rumor that the Joker
is Todd.
Jason Todd. And apparently, somebody pointed this out, two bullet wounds on the shoulders of the Robin suit are where Joker has exactly two tattoos of bullet wounds. So that adds more to the speculation that it's Jason Todd as the Joker. So
we said that 2 years ago.
Yes, we did.
Or a year ago.
And I'm going to end movie news this week with an extremely happy story. During a Star Trek fan event held in the Paramount lot, Star Trek Beyond executive producer, Lord and Savior JJ, announced that the studio will be dropping the Axanar lawsuit against the fan film.
Cool.
Quote, this wasn't an appropriate way to deal with the fans.
No shit.
Him and Justin Lin, the director of Star Trek Beyond, who is a huge Trek fan. Lin is a giant Trekkie. Both of them went to Paramount and CBS personally and said, drop this shit. Let's see.
They listened to the show. Somebody out there listened to the show.
Justin Lin was outraged by this as a longtime fan. We started talking about it and realized this was an appropriate way to deal with the fans. The fans of Star Trek are a part of this world, and we went to the studio and pushed them to stop the lawsuit. Within a few weeks, it will be announced that this lawsuit is going away. Thank fucking God.
Well, that's...
Lord and Savior JJ does it again.
I don't know. They're alienating their fans, and it's not.
I mean,
for a series that's dead anyway.
If you're looking at it business, I mean, strictly money wise, why would you piss off the people that are one keeping your franchise afloat?
Yeah,
no shit.
Us hardcore Trek fans are the only ones, you know, doing this. You need us, and you need us to expand out, and it's really bad PR if you're. This is always the news going, hey, they're going after their fans. What the hell?
Yeah.
For just making homages and trying to make new stuff, because you sure as shit haven't been doing it for 20 years.
But it's really good, though.
What?
I mean, it's really, really high production level. I can't believe Paramount wasn't like, hey, you know what? Man, well, we ought to scoop this up.
Remember, they did bring in the Phoenix guys. We had that story that they brought in the guys that did Phoenix to talk to him and be like, you know, you guys want a job? And then this whole Axanar, somebody at Paramount got a hair up their ass, is what it sounds like. Somebody in legal got a hair up their ass, wanted to make a name for themselves, and it got out of control. And so JJ and Justin Lin went in and said, knock this shit off. And they went, oh, yeah, you're right. So there you go. It's over. Thank God. Yeah, I have.
I think the damage is.
I think irreversible. It's a lot.
Speaking of Star Trek, we went to the comic book store yesterday.
Did you?
And there were people playing fucking Star Trek.
Really? The minis? Yeah. The miniature game? Yeah. Nice.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, there's people playing this? And he's like, yeah, we got a fan base now for it. So, still a cool game.
You still have the Borg cube, right?
Or did you get the Borg cube? No, I got the DS9.
Ah, you got DS9.
They nerfed the Borg.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they were way
overpowered. I wonder, yeah. Okay, so that was it for movie news this week. Oh, shit. Comic book news, there's only a few things. Marvel's new Black Panther. They just relaunched the new number one with the big name writer and all this stuff. Number one on the sales chart. Sold over 250,000 copies.
Hmm.
For modern day, that's not counting digital. That's just books in store. Physical copies. That's huge. So, as much hype as they put around it, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
NBA, former NBA star and LA Laker, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yes, I know how to say his name. It's a joke.
Yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yes. is going to write a comic book. Again, he will be doing a Sherlock Holmes book, but it will focus on Mycroft, the brother. Let's see. Abdul-Jabbar will be releasing Mycroft Holmes in the Apocalypse Handbook. The comic will run for 5 issues and be published by Titan Comics. He's written about Mycroft Holmes before, so this is not out of the realm of Abdul-Jabbar wheelhouse. DC has debuted the new logo for the company that will be on everything starting next week with Rebirth. It is a throwback to the 50s and 60s logo, the Silver Age logo. Looks fine. They said it was kind of supposed to be a mashup of Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman, but it's DC in the circle. I mean, it's the Silver Age logo, so looks fine to me. But it figures they needed to rebrand after the whole New 52 failure. Last thing for comic book news: after 13 years, Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean finally getting its own comic book series based off the films. Joe Books will publish Pirates of the Caribbean number one this August. The first issue will take place shortly after the events of the first film. So if you're a Pirates fan, you're a Johnny Depp fan, here you go. You're going to get Johnny Depp in comic book form. Exactly. Wrestling news this week. Stephanie McMahon announced she is writing a book about her life and growing up in the WWE. WWE announced that Emma ruptured a disc at a live event and needed pretty much immediate surgery. She did have surgery on Wednesday. It is said to have went well. No word on a return schedule. I would say probably earliest 8 months. Something like a ruptured disc.
Yeah.
More bad news for TNA. Pop TV did their upfronts for advertisers for their 2016-17 TV schedule. And did not make a single mention of Impact Wrestling. Oops, that's not good. WWE's Cruiserweight Classic, it was spoiled at the newest NXT tapings, will in fact be for a new WWE Cruiserweight Championship. So, as to what show that'll be on, nobody knows yet. As of today, here are your updated WWE pay-per-views and where they will be. Money in the Bank will be in Las Vegas. Battleground in D.C. SummerSlam will be in Brooklyn. Night of Champions will be here in Indianapolis. Hell in a Cell will be in Boston. Survivor Series is going to Toronto. That's the first time Toronto's gotten a big pay-per-view in a long time. And TLC will be in Pittsburgh. Sasha Banks was pulled from live shows in an autograph signing for an apparent head injury. Reports is that a referee accidentally kneed her in the head during a match.
Damn.
And could be slight concussion, but they're just holding her out as precautionary. So, Extreme Rules predictions. Tonight is the show. Your kickoff show. Dolph Ziggler, Baron Corbin for the third time. Each of them has one win. Who you picking in?
Tattoos.
Yep, Corbin. I'm picking Corbin.
Yeah, fuck it.
All right. That takes us to our next match. Kalisto versus Ruru. Kalisto, they're playing off an injury because Rusev bent his ass in half on Monday and it looked frightening. You know what? You know the camel clutch.
Yeah.
Right? Well, you know how they're like, they're sitting up or they're on their knees and you do the. Well, Rusev squished him like he was flat, like crotch to ground, and just yanked him in half. He looked like a Mexican Gumby. It was beautiful. So, yeah, I've got Rusev for the win. They need to give the belt to him.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Plus, he did an interview where he kind of accidentally let it slip out that he videotapes him and Lana having sex.
So, oh.
Yeah, good on him. New Day versus Vaudevillains for the tag team title.
I'm going with Living Color on this one.
Yeah, I can't see him taking the belt off of him yet.
Yeah, I'll go with Bobby.
It's been almost a year. I think they've had the belts almost a year. So, Usos versus Bullet Club. This is a tag team tornado match, which means all four in the ring at the same time. Don't have to tag in and out. You going Samoan? You going white?
White.
Yep.
The guys with kids' face paint.
Oh, you're going Samoans. Okay. They've had this match.
He's some sort of race trader or something?
No.
He's a lead singer for Blink
1488. Oh.
nice.
If that wasn't a real thing, never mind. But they've had this match on TV for a month, both on Raw and on SmackDown in some variation. It's old. It needs to end tonight, hopefully. So, yeah, I'm picking Bullet Club just for who cares. Dean Ambrose, Chris Jericho in a TNA Asylum match. Basically, it's a cage match. On top of the cage, there's weapons. You get to use, there's like a straight jacket, there's nunchucks, there's a potted plant, there's barbed wire wrap, 2x4, there's, you know.
Sweet.
I'll take Ambrose.
Yeah, I think I'm picking Ambrose too. Yeah. I think Jericho's taking off to do like a little Fozzy tour again, so.
Yeah, I'll go with leather jacket.
Yep. Intercontinental Championship, Fatal 4-Way, first for pinfall or submission wins the title. Kevin Owens, The Miz, Cesaro, and Sami Zayn.
I'll take the one who's wearing clothes.
That's Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
I'll go with Happy Beard Guy over here on the right.
That's Sami Zayn. I think that your two picks will cost each other, and Cesaro will win. So I'm going with the bald guy. Yeah.
That guy having a stroke.
Yep. And they're going to let Owens and Zayn just feud forever. Just so. Women's Championship, Charlotte versus Natalya. Submission match. Must win by submission. Ric Flair is banned from ringside. If he starts to come down to the ring, Charlotte will lose and be stripped of the title. Who are you picking?
Pink.
Oh, Natalya.
I'm going to go with the boobs.
Well, that narrows it down.
The big boobs with the better cleavage. The Charlotte.
Okay.
I'm going to go with her.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to take the belt off of her yet. I think they're saving that for whenever Sasha Banks comes back from her head injury. So, and plus, this will prove that she can win without Dad being at ringside.
Sure.
So, main event, world title. Roman Reigns, AJ Styles, Extreme Rules, everything goes. Yeah, Roman's winning. It's just Roman's winning the thing.
Those are ugly guys.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just that's a bad picture. So, okay. Last thing for wrestling news. This was very surprising last night. After 10 years with the company, Cody Rhodes took to Twitter and announced that he has asked for his release from WWE. So this is the son of Dusty Rhodes, the brother of Goldust. They've had him in the Stardust character for a year and a half, 2 years now. It was only supposed to be a short time thing, I think. And he wants out. So he always said he never wanted to be one of the guys that hung on too long and that he was going to retire around 40 anyway. I think he's in his early 30s. So, and he asked for his release. So, that's it for wrestling. Vince? Yes. What do you have for the games that go beep it beep it beep
it? The beep
it beep it.
Let's see. PSN flash sale offers PS4, PS3, and Vita games for $5 or less. I don't have the list. I'm sorry. But you can get on PSN and download a bunch of shit for the cheap. For the next to the nothing. Oh, wait. I do have some. Red Dead Redemption, Geometry Wars 3, Killzone, Super Mega Baseball, and much, much more. I lied. I should have just read more.
You said that very advertisingly.
Thank you.
And much, much more.
And much, much more. DRM-free PC Bethesda game start sale starts now. Every game is up to 75% off. DRM-free.
You just made a wet spot on my chair.
You could share it with people. Go to goodoldgames.com, I think.
I think, but
GOG.com.
I think the way you asked that, you didn't have to put the "I think" at the end of that. Is it? I
just search "good old games" on Google.
Yeah,
there you go. That's too many G's.
G.
You end up in a weird German site that is just nasty.
Yeah, church fudge.
God damn.
Family Guy used NES game footage from YouTube.
Yes, this pissed me off.
Then claimed copyright on same video. The video was removed after the Family Guy episode aired, though it has since been reinstated.
Oh, did they put it back up?
They were playing Double Dribble. Him and Cleveland.
You're right.
We're playing Double Dribble, and Peter was doing the glitch where you can go and do the three-pointer.
Oh, yeah.
You'd go all the way to the top right-hand corner.
Right.
Here comes another three-pointer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they took down the YouTube video that it's based on because they claimed copyright.
Right.
No, you fucking ripped it off YouTube, you Amy Schumer fucking wannabes. Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when Seth MacFarlane isn't really doing very much with it anymore.
Somebody needs to feed the manatees. Apparently they're hungry and just quit working. They're picking the store.
Yeah, shit. He's not doing anything with it anymore.
No, he's doing.
He was done 4 seasons ago.
Yeah, he's. My name's on it. I'll still do the voice. But you guys just, dude, I'm just making money.
Five Nights at Freddy's sequel, Sister Location, gets first trailer. So it's based. It's called Sister Location. It's a another. Freddy Fazbear's Pizza.
Yeah.
It's another store somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
So it's got the same. So it's a different. I don't know.
It's like a new map.
Yeah.
Where
the jump scares are.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was so 3 years ago, man.
I guess so.
That's all I got.
I have one thing for video games, and this was Steam. Put this on their Twitter account. It says, since, quote, confidential means nothing to certain Steamworks developers, the Steam Summer Sale will start on June 23rd and last 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Apparently they were trying to keep it quiet and a developer just blurted it.
Who was the developer?
I don't know. They didn't say.
I didn't get that.
It was on Steamworks Twitter account.
Yeah, I'm... Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
And you're the Steam guy.
I know.
I don't play shit on
June 23rd?
Yes, sir.
That's good shit.
That means absolutely nothing to me.
You know what that means? That means the games that are $60 will be like $19.99.
Yeah. They cut them a
fucking
lot.
Well, I'm going to save a lot of money and buy none.
Fuck you.
I don't want to make any money.
I just
love to sell guns. Bang, 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 motherfucker.
John's guns.
Local hero.
Yeah, I know.
He does.
Local hero.
Local hero. Man, they said you come rob my store, I'll shoot you. I think you did shoot at one time. But
well, if it wasn't in the ghetto.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking true. Sports news this week. There's not a lot, thank God. There was a big fucking baseball fight. It was beautiful. The Blue Jays and Rangers brawled during the 8th inning of Sunday's. This was after we recorded last week. Game in Texas following a controversial slide into second by Jose Bautista. He basically just slid in hard, tried to break up the double play. The Blue Jays slugger slid hard through the bag and into Texas field infielder Ruffined Ordo. In an attempt to break up the double play, Odor took serious exception to this and landed a hard punch to Batista during the brawl. Benches cleared. Batters were hit the next half inning, and that cleared him again, and just a whole mess. Odor was suspended 8 games, and Batista was suspended for 1. So
that sounded really dirty.
It did.
He slid into the bag to break up the double play.
Yep. Oh, with cleats? Oh,
yeah. Oh, you pay extra for that.
Yeah.
What's her name?
I ain't saying it. Demetrius Johnson announced on the MMA Hour that he has signed a new 8-fight contract with the UFC. I think he is ranked number 1 pound for pound by UFC. So, and nobody has even come close to beating this guy. So, the Mets, the New York Mets, their AA farm team is letting fans pick the new team name and mascot. Here are your choices. They're all really bad.
I'm sure.
The Binghamton? Binghamton. Binghamton?
Binghamton.
Binghamton. All right.
Whatever.
The Bullheads, which is a catfish. The Gobblers, turkey. The Rocking Horses. The Rumble Ponies. The Stud Muffins. Or the Timber Jockeys. Those are your choices. Now,
I would go with Bullhead.
Now, AA and AAA and single A baseball team farm systems do come up with some wacky things like that. And Mexico, if you're listening, I need a hat from down in your area of the Savannah Bananas. I need one of their hats. Thank you. So, wacky mascots are just a thing. So, Timber Jockeys could just be taken in a whole different direction. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's not good.
Bullheads.
Or the Gobblers.
The Gobbler. Oh, that would be bad. Rocking Horses would just, you know. Yeah,
that's some candy in the basement.
You want to come over here, Chris?
Yeah. Get your ass back here, you badass.
That ain't the first time you said that to me. Yeah. Next story, golfer Phil Mickelson, probably one of the most famous golfers in the world. On Thursday, was accused of profiting from trades that have resulted in criminal insider trading charges.
Oh, God.
SEC went after him. This is what they got Martha Stewart on, too.
Yeah.
Against him and 2 other people, including his bookie, Mickelson's bookie. The SEC said that Mickelson used an alleged tip he received from gambler William Walters, who got information from a former Dean Foods chairman. Mickelson said that he will repay the almost $1 million that he made off the deal, but he will still be prosecuted. So,
isn't he doing those commercials for
his arthritis meds?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's worth millions and millions of dollars. This was just a thing, and his ass got caught. Last thing for sports news this week, John Cena is going to host the 2016 ESPY Awards. Nothing like having an invisible host. So. Music news of Mr. Short.
Music news.
Yeah, apparently things happened.
Yeah, there was a lady that disappeared. And then they found her. And there was no apparent reason for her disappearance.
They never said a reason.
I know. I read 2 or 3 stories.
It's Sinead O'Connor, for those of you that want to know.
She took off on her bicycle.
She was playing a show in Chicago?
Yeah, it was in Chicago.
Yeah.
And she took off on her bicycle, and they wanted to check on her well-being because she's battling depression.
Well, there was, what was it, a couple months ago, she put on Facebook that she OD'd. And,
Yeah, she went missing then, too.
Yeah.
But then they found her.
She's a loopy cunt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's nuts.
Literally, like,
yeah, but she tore up the pictures of the Pope, which is all right with me.
Yeah,
she's a mother of 4.
Even crazy chicks get the dick. So
crazy chicks are the best ones in bed.
I wouldn't go that far, but okay.
My rumor is she was fucking her hairstylist.
Oddly enough, she looks like Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah,
she braided or something off the lady.
Oh,
it's in cornrows.
Arby's twist.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Like a churro?
Yeah.
That would look awful.
With the horsey sauce all over
it. Fucking cornrows on the vag.
Yeah. Oh.
That would look awful.
I bet it smells awful.
I bet somebody has done it before.
You just gave some heavyset white woman a great idea.
Oh, dreads. Where it's been sitting there and just like...
Oh, God. Regular dreads smell awful by themselves. I can't imagine
dreads.
Vag dreads.
Oh, God.
Oh, we should start a band called Vagina Dreads.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like it. We could wear dreadlock wigs between our legs.
That's not the worst idea that's ever been said on this show.
Sadly, no. Oh, speaking of vag dreads, against me.
Yep.
The guitar player, singer, I don't know.
He's a singer.
Laura Jane Grace.
Yep. She's the singer.
He is the singer. He announced it was trans back in 2012. It took a stand against North Carolina's HB2 bill by burning its birth certificate on stage. The HB2 bill pretty much says you have to go to the bathroom of the gender it says on your birth certificate.
Yeah, whatever your genetics say.
Yeah. So she burned her birth certificate.
Yeah.
It said goodbye gender.
Yep.
You still a dude.
Yeah.
When? Tell me when is Apophis hitting the planet? Even though, hey, have you seen the news about Nibiru or Planet X?
Yeah.
That there's actual astrological people, scientists that are saying there's another planet out there.
I saw that.
Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah.
I saw that, and then I saw the two sun thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, just...
It's coming.
Something's coming.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Hey, the Hopi people said that men will act like women and women will act like men toward the end of days.
Well, they also said... They also said these weird white guys' as blankets are a good idea. So, small.
Nice. Prophets of Rage is happening.
I saw this.
It's a super group.
Well, wouldn't go that far.
Rage Against the Machine, fronted by Be Real and Chuck D.
So it's
no Zach.
Audio Slave with rap.
Yeah. It's going to be awful.
You know the Misfits got back together?
Yeah, I said that, said that last week.
Yeah, and they put out an EP.
Really?
I think it's pre-order, yeah.
I got to pick my ear. Nick Menza, former drummer for Megadeth, dead at 51.
Yeah, I saw that.
He died at a show.
Yeah, heart failure.
Yeah, massive heart attack on stage. And then founding member of the Beastie Boys, John Barry, dead at 52. He was suffering from frontal lobe dementia and declining in health for years.
Yeah, that's some just brutal shit.
Yeah.
That's fucking horrid.
That's all the stories I have.
You know the drummer from...
Def Leppard's only got one arm.
Yes.
I did know that.
The chick, she played for Luscious Jackson. The drummer from Luscious Jackson. She was the original drummer for the Beastie Boys back in the day.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Learn something new every day, Timmy.
T-I-L.
Yeah.
I have one story, this pissed me off horribly. I sent you the interview.
Yes, with the
Jesse from Eagles of Death Metal.
Yeah.
It is a fantastic interview. Because of said interview, Eagles of Death Metal have been kicked off festivals in France.
Yeah, I saw
Rock,
this.
Rock the Sign and Le Festival Cabaret Vert have canceled Eagles of Death Metal after Jesse Hughes' comments on Muslims and the Paris attacks. Quote, being in total disagreement with Jesse Hughes' recent allegations given in an interview with an American media, both Cabaret Vert and Rock the Sign festivals have decided to cancel the band's performance. We thank you for your understanding.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
How very understanding.
Yeah. He didn't say anything that wasn't absolutely true.
He survived a fucking...
He was there. He's the eyewitness that saw what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
He saw guards not being guards, letting people do shit backstage that normal guards wouldn't do. asking people from the band, well, where are you from? Oh, you're from America? Because Jesse's girlfriend looks Lebanese. So he, you know, hey, you might want to get out. Some shit's going to happen, you know, trying to get all their people, you know. Basically, he called him out on it.
Yeah, he says, I saw Muslims celebrating in the streets during the attack. I saw it with my own eyes in real time. How did they know what was going on? There must have been coordination.
Yeah, and he's fucking right. So, and, you know, you can't say that. Apparently in France, you can't, you know.
You can't say it anywhere. You
can't say it anywhere, but, you know.
They're taking over Europe, so fuck them.
It breaks my fucking heart, but yeah, it's...
They're not, it hasn't happened here yet.
Knock on fucking wood. That'll be a war.
Just, you know what? It really comes down to, if you like it here, you need to fight for what you have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And if it's a bunch of fucking brown people doing it, you need to fucking man up and fucking deal with it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Remember, months ago, he also came out and said this, too, that there had to be some type of coordination. And then everybody jumped his shit. And then, you know, he backed away from it a little bit. And then given a couple more months to think about it, you know, process everything, because that horribly traumatic event, he finally, it all clicked again. He went, no, fuck, I was right. There had to be some type of coordination with this bullshit. So, yeah.
Well, then there's public outcry.
Oh, of course there is.
And he gives an apology.
Yeah. But... And this fucking write-up on Daily Beast is bullshit. The gun-toting wild man rocker. And I'm like...
I thought the Daily Beast was conservative.
That's what I thought. But... Yeah, I...
Maybe it's not.
I don't think so, but... I don't know. It severely pissed me off that... You know, France was supposed to stand behind, you know... Eagles were fucking attacked in your country during your show trying to do something for their fans of your country, and you just fucking turn your back on fuck you. So, yeah, that bothered me for some.
Well, maybe New York needs to get blown up again.
No, we know too many people there. That'd kill our downloads. Like by half.
New York?
Yeah.
I said New York, not New Jersey.
It's all the same.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, God damn it.
You're killing the show, kid. Damn it. All right.
Yeah, but they agree with me, though.
I know. So maybe we'll be in... No, I ain't going to say anything. All right. Song of the week this week.
PLA, baby. That's PLE. Right.
Yeah. I hate you.
We're going to Oregon. Woo!
Yeah. What is it? Oh, I can't remember. I
you know what I'm saying?
I was going to say it, or I can't think of the actual phrasing of it, but song of the week this week, Mr. Short, well, you kind of picked.
Yeah.
Basically, Little Short picked, because Little Short made a sound that sounded like, ooh-rah. So here is Dead Eye Dick with New Age Girl, because she don't eat meat, and if she's a fucking vegan, she'll tell you every 15 fucking minutes. But yeah. She sure likes the bone. So, here you go.
I've got a new age girl. Tell us what she's like. Environmentalist girl. Does she ride a bike? She has a crystal necklace. She spends a lot of cash. Oh, her vibes are rather reckless. Heading for a crash. Or a flowing skirt is blowing in a transcendental. She wonders without knowing, where did we begin?
Mike from The Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, you over there. If you're into professional wrestling, heavy metal music, and getting hammered, Neckbreaker Podcast was designed just for you.
Wrestling headlines, metal panels, and guest interviews with past alumni, including Suffocation, Eric Bischoff, Hammerfall, Chris Jericho, and many more.
Grab a 30 rack and listen to Neckbreaker on iTunes, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, the Blast Syndicate, or just grab the episodes right now from neckbreaker.net. Cheers and beers.
What?
What's up, everybody? It's the Impact player, Mr. Phil Ray, inviting all of you to join myself and my co-host, Kid Human, as we are from the current to the way back, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every Friday at 9 p.m. on RantEMRadio.com, part of the Shining Wizards Network. You can go get our stuff at TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, Stitcher, iTunes, Audio Boom, GeekLifeRadio.com, and search Turnbuckle Throwbacks on the TuneIn app.
If you're looking for hot, wet, sizzling wrestling talk, you need to listen to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Four hot studs from New Jersey, guaranteed to satisfy your cardinal wrestling desires. Listen to them on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, and the Shining Wizards Network. Visit them at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk. Ooh, and talk about wrestling.
And we're back. Our fan casting this week, wrestler biopics, who we pick would pick to play a wrestler in their biography movie. John Cena, The Rock, Hulk Hogan, The Macho Man, Ultimate Warrior, Hot Rod, Rowdy Roddy Piper, Sonny, Chris Benoit, Eddie Guerrero, and China. Some of your suggestions you put in on Facebook were, I think we'll all be in agreement for the first one of Wahlberg as Cena.
Yeah.
We have Lou Ferrigno as the Warrior, Isai Morales as Eddie Guerrero, Judah Friedlander as Macho Man, if he can get into shape. What was another one here? Vin Diesel as The Rock. So we're all in agreement on the Wahlberg as John Cena, because yeah, it obviously fits. So we'll just go on to The Rock. Who do you have as The Rock?
Brendan Mullal.
Thank God I got the IMDb pulled up. This one?
Yeah.
From Gangster Squad. I can see it.
Hey, that's who I got.
Really?
Yeah.
He looks like a Winky Peanut.
I'd like a Winky Peanut.
Wait, huh?
Wow.
I went with the easy pick and said Jason Momoa. So, you know, Aquaman, big, you know, Hawaiian, Samoan, same thing. Who do you have as the brother man, Hulk Hogan?
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I love that. That's,
yeah.
That's awful. That's
it is, but it's great.
I had Jared Padalecki if he beefed up.
Yeah, I can see that. I went with Chris Hemsworth. Just fix the accent. He's already 6 foot something and muscular. I mean, put the mustache on him and shave his head. And make him say brother every 5 minutes.
Brother.
Make a weird sex tape. The Macho Man. Who do you have as Randy Savage?
Randy Orton.
I can see that, yeah. And he'd probably like to do it.
I don't have anything.
You don't have anything?
I couldn't find anything. The closest thing I found was the guy from Flight of the Conchords.
Okay.
He played whatchamacallit on Men in Black 3.
Yeah. That, yeah, I can see that.
Because he kind of looks like that in the movie, so.
Right. I went with Bobby Cannavale. Kind of has, I mean, Macho Man was an Italian. He's an Italian. They kind of have the same look. Macho Man was kind of hard. A lot of these were kind of hard because you're looking at him going, man. It,
yeah, Macho Man looked pretty rough without his.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that takes us to the Ultimate Warrior.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah, I could see that.
I'll do that. I like that.
Yeah. I went with Christian Bale.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
You put him in the wig, he can beef up. We saw him in Batman, he can beef up. So
yeah.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Jerry Springer. I looked up Rowdy Roddy Piper on Google Pictures, and there were several pictures where he looked exactly like Jerry Springer.
Really?
Yeah.
That's frightening.
Yeah.
I was going to do Roddy Piper with another wrestler.
Okay.
I can't think of the guy's name, though. He was in the WWE thing that you just pulled up. The one with the leather jacket.
Oh, Ambrose.
Yeah, Dean Ambrose. He kind of looks like him.
They have the same kind of attitude. That would work. That would actually work well. I went with James McAvoy. Plays Xavier, but I mean, he's been in a ton of shit, so. A lot of these were hard. Sonny. I cast Sonny from back in the day. I didn't cast now Sonny, so.
Christina Applegate.
That's a good pick. I like that.
Alice Eve. Why not?
Why not? Well, my pick was Kate Upton, so.
Yeah. See?
Yeah, that's kind of where we were going with that. And now the one that they were actually going to make a movie, but then it got stuck in pre-production hell and fell through, that is the Chris Benoit story.
This guy would probably need some work. Paul Giamatti.
He would need to beef up a lot, but he could bring the intensity to the role, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Nothing?
This was
Liam
hard.
Schreiber was the one that was attached to play it. I went with Jeremy Renner, plays Hawkeye.
Yeah.
I think he could do it, but yeah, that I don't know if that movie will ever actually get made. So, Eddie Guerrero.
John Bernthal.
Not bad.
Yeah. I like it. I'll take that one too.
I went with Michael Pena just because it's really hard to find Latino actors that aren't named Danny Trejo.
Shit. Or that one guy that's in every movie.
Yes, that's in, yeah. That takes us to the last one, China.
Khloe Kardashian.
I can see it.
I want Alexander Daddario.
You just like casting her in everything.
I do.
Boobs.
But she's got the dark hair. She's got...
Yeah. I can see it.
I don't know. Forced perspective, that shit.
I went with Gina Carano. Former MMA, was in Haywire, was in Deadpool. I can see her doing it.
I like it.
So, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I like it. I'm into it.
Carano's incredibly attractive. All right. Ooh, I shouldn't have done that. I pushed the wrong button again. All right. Our top 10 list this week. Dead celebrities we're bringing back.
Yeah. Because
God knows we've lost too fucking many of them here lately.
Dig them up.
Dig them up, bring them back to their prime. At least that's what I did with mine. Not, you know, sad at the end type of thing.
Sure.
Number 10, Mr. Short.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah.
I didn't even have him on there.
There's a lot that is not going to be on my list, probably, that we could rattle off names for an hour.
Yeah. Conway Twitty.
I almost put him on there.
Yeah. Hello, darling. Oh, I was going to go into the whole song, but I won't. I got Sam Kinison.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have quite a few comedians on mine, to be honest with you, but man, Kinison back in the day. I think him now,
with
all the crazy shit that's going on, oh my God, it would be beautiful.
Yeah.
Number 9.
Robin Williams.
Yeah. I knew somebody'd have him on the list. That's why I didn't have him, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Al Jolson.
I knew he was going to be on the list. Mammy, mammy, mammy. Live action WB Frog.
Yep.
Another comedian on mine, George Carlin.
Yeah, I was going to say honorable mention.
Yeah. Just for what the way the world is, I would love to hear his take.
Oh, yeah.
Number 8.
Phil Hartman.
His was such... One, it was just fucking tragic.
Yeah.
It left such a hole.
Yeah, especially in The Simpsons.
Well, it was Simpsons and News Radio.
Yeah.
Which I love News Radio, but man, after he died and they went to John Lovitz, and it was not the same.
Yeah.
Let's see. That would take us to...
8.
Yep.
Richard Pryor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, him about Obama would have been lovely.
Yeah.
The hell do y'all do electing a Kenyan? Yeah.
Y'all motherfuckers can't elect nobody else.
Yeah. I want Bruce Lee back. That's my number 8.
And yes. Brandon.
Well, yeah. Either one. Take your pick. But, yeah. Number 7.
Christopher Lee.
Oh, yeah. So you can kill some more Nazis.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Orson Welles.
Yeah.
I need some movies.
We need some...
Good movies.
Good movies and...
God damn it.
That's true. My number 7 was Robin Williams as well. Number 6.
Mitch Hedberg.
Fucker, higher on my list.
I had Kurt Cobain.
Really? I could
take it or leave it.
If we're bringing back Kurt, we have to swap out Courtney.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I'm
good
with
that.
No, take Courtney. Swap him.
Yeah. Okay, I'm good.
I can't imagine what he'd be doing now.
I couldn't either. I mean, that's...
He'd be a fucking hermit. I mean, honestly, remember how Axl just went crazy and disappeared for years? I think that's what Cobain would have done. I think it would have just... Everything was too much, and...
Yeah.
He'd have just had to leave. Just take his Nirvana money and disappear into the Oregon woods. Until he was ready to come out, and...
Just go back to Aberdeen.
Yeah. Number 6.
Yep.
Greg Giraldo.
Yeah.
Comedian. Went way too soon.
Yeah.
Number 5.
Speaking of great movies, Jim Varney.
Yes, we need more fucking Ernest Byrne.
He was actually a decent actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
If you'd ever seen him outside the Ernest role, he was really a great actor.
He did a role in a movie called Wilder Napalm.
I haven't seen that.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's about two brothers who are pyrokinetic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's pretty good. One brother became a firefighter,
mm-hmm.
and the other became a circus carny.
Yeah.
It's really good. Look it up.
You for number 5.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Warren Zevon.
Yeah. That's another one that just left a hole. I mean, music-wise.
Yeah.
My number 5 was Mitch Hedberg. So, number 4.
Marshall Wallace.
Yes.
Mrs. Simpsons.
Yeah.
So sad. Freddie Mercury.
Yeah. Another one you can't imagine what he'd be doing now.
Yes,
man.
Yes, that too.
Fuck, just right in there.
Buttholes.
Took the joke. I was going to say you slid right in, but that would have just opened it up to another
joke. I did.
Joke.
I hit the bag.
slid right into the bag.
Yep. My number 4, I'm bringing back the king.
Elvis?
Damn right I'm bringing back Elvis.
For your mom?
Well, for mom and for everybody else. I mean, shit. He's the king.
He wouldn't be, though. His political views would be so...
Oh, I know. He'd be our king. Now you see why. President Presley.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. Move the White House to Graceland. Oh, it'd be beautiful. God damn it. All right, number 3.
Cliff Burton.
Yeah. I ain't gonna say Metallica would have been better, because I like Jason, but...
What band was he part of before?
Jason was part of Flotsam and Jetsam.
That's right.
Somebody just sent me this.
We cannot describe that picture on air. That's hilarious.
That's good. I like that.
It has to do with the Klan.
That's good.
That's, yeah,
do they still have a chapter in Morristown?
Not that I knew of.
Okay.
I haven't seen any activity for the last
migrated a new
couple years.
Behind the high school.
Oh, that's always been there.
Yeah.
It's dying out.
Yeah. Or were you for
3?
Yeah.
Jim Carroll.
Yeah. Basketball Diaries.
Yeah.
Yeah. My number 3, I'm bringing back the Hot Rod. Rowdy Roddy Piper. Just.
It should have been Hogan.
It should have been Hogan. Well, now Hogan's rich.
Yeah.
Rich brother. Honk, honk. Yeah.
Richer.
So. No, he lost all his money to Linda in the fucking divorce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he needs the money. Old Hulk needs the money. Bang, bang, bang. Number two.
Peter Steele.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, why so early?
They were doing great.
Yeah.
Well, cocaine.
It's a hell of a drug.
Well, and he's also a fucking giant in his heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. He needed a fucking gorilla heart or something.
Yeah. Don't we all?
Yeah, no shit. Number two?
Yep.
Jeff Buckley.
I'm not even going to make the joke, but yeah. Just keep him away from water.
I don't know what. That... two of his best albums ever. Grace and Sketches for My Sweetheart the Drunk. Great, great albums. And
just gone.
Fucking gone.
Yeah.
And then we're stuck with Taylor Swift and Kanye West and goddamn...
Bono. It should have been Bono.
It should have been Bono.
Episode title might have been, It Should Have Been Bono. My number two, Eddie Guerrero. I'm bringing back Eddie. That was... He had just gotten his shit together and... He was clean. He was good. And the heart just gave out. So, yep, I'm bringing back Eddie. That takes us to number one. Who are you bringing back?
Dimebag.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
I remember pulling into the house while we were at the apartments, and they were playing Pantera on the X. And I was like, they're playing Pantera? What the fuck is going on here? Yeah. And then the guy who was, I don't know who was the DJ at the time, and he said,
like Gunner.
He said, Dimebag died.
Yeah.
So we're going to play Pantera.
What was it? I saw him 2 weeks ago, or 2 weeks beforehand.
Yeah.
Me and Uncle Joe went to a Reds game in Cincinnati, and him and Vinny were at the bar. Imagine that. But they were having like breakfast or something at the hotel bar, and got a picture with them and everything. And then, you know, 2 weeks later, you hear, oh, he was shot in Cleveland or wherever it was. And,
yeah.
Kill him. Like, goddamn, just saw him. What the hell? Yeah. Who's your number one there, sir?
Vincent Price.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic pick.
Great actor, great artist.
Just.
There's not many people like him anymore.
No, there's not. Everything's now is. He made movies to make movies good, you know? I'm not. Hey, we're putting out another movie. Yeah. No.
And he wasn't too serious with himself, you know what I mean?
No, he could laugh at himself.
Right.
This shit's silly, but it's great. Yeah. My number one, I'm bringing back Leonard Nimoy. Yeah. Spock, you're missed. So, I didn't tell him a Star Trek nerd. Yeah, I know. And now we're going to just be sad and cry. All right. So that was who we're bringing back from the dead. Because we're magic like Constantine. Revive, reboot, or cancel this week? This is up Vince's alley. Nintendo, Sega, and Atari.
Revive Sega.
Okay.
Reboot Nintendo.
Okay.
And cancel Atari. Atari made good computers back in the 80s.
Yeah, that's true. I would put Atari as mobile apps.
Yeah.
If Atari would get back into the computer business.
The hardware business.
Right.
Not software, just make the hardware. Yeah.
Because a lot of musicians use that early Atari, what's it called? I can't remember the model number. For synthesizers and whatnot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I can see that. That makes sense. Internet questions this week. I have it broke down by who asked, so we can figure it out.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah.
How about the dick questions?
Well, let's just start with Tony.
God.
For the four of you, or whoever is on the show this week, secretly rank each other by dick size.
Really?
That's the largest. Then see if you all match. And if you do, that means you're all gay. You should have a lemon party. I don't know if this is much of a question or is a statement.
Maybe.
Does he want pictures of our dicks?
I think that's his way of going around saying
maybe he's the gay.
Maybe he has the gay.
He has the gay.
Tony, immediately go to a doctor. I believe you have the gay. All right, just moving on.
I'll send you dick pics if you want.
Yeah. How many gay experiences does a fella have to have to be officially considered gay? I'm going to say one.
Yeah, one.
You always come up with the best ones, Tony. Does having a good time with a woman that has a penis make you gay?
No.
No, it makes you an extra for Rocky Horror, apparently. Hey.
They should have got Domino Presley.
Yeah, they should have. That would have... Moving on.
Keep going.
All right, that was it for Tony. Thank God.
No more dick questions.
Yeah. Now we're to Roboto. All right, you participate in the main attraction of the Purge event, but with all crime being allowed for this 12-hour period, what else do you do? So he's saying, it's the Purge, and we know you're going to kill people, because, well, like you do. What else are you going to do, since everything's legal?
I would, okay, it's an endurance trial. I would kill as many people as I possibly could. I don't care. It's indiscriminate. There's other people out there, I'm going to kill them too.
I'd be following along with the old Blues Brothers mobile that had the loudspeaker on.
Yeah. Going,
kill frenzy. Yeah. Ultra combo. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd jaywalk like a motherfucker.
Walk back and forth across the street.
That's right. I'd probably get hit by a car, but I don't care. Just
the I'd litter. I'd litter. God damn.
I'd steal all kinds of shit.
I'll take a gun into a gun free zone.
Oh, you're just talking crazy now.
I know.
I'd say the N word out loud in public.
Yeah.
That's not illegal yet.
Well, yeah, it is.
Give it time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hate speech.
That's right, yeah.
I'd go into the women's bathroom.
There you go. I did see a fake story that Tom Brady was arrested in North Carolina for using the men's bathroom.
Because he's a bitch.
There's so many crimes. I would actually probably just make a checklist, like, you know, a week before the Purge, going, all right, I got to get this one done, then I got to get this one done, and have that along with the kill list. So, yeah. We need to do that. I'm not saying the Purge needs to be real, but if it was, it would possibly be delightful.
Arson.
That would be a crime that could happen at certain places we know.
Mm-hmm.
Vince is just staring off. If you could just see, you can actually see the gears in where his temples should be, just spinning like a fucking IndyCar flywheel.
I'm trying to figure out where I can buy 55 gallon drums of ammonia and chlorine.
I'm gonna say a pool supply store, but now we are in deep trouble.
Now we just keep going.
Yeah.
Next question.
Okay. Is there any food, drink, or candy from your childhood that you would like to see come back?
I don't know.
Doritos 3D.
Crystal Pepsi.
Dude, Doritos 3D is why you're here.
I think so. All those preservatives kept me alive all those years. Crystal Pepsi. God. That brings back middle school memories and high school memories.
You know what I want back? Not to eat. I want Hypercolor back.
Oh, yeah.
The shirts. There was this girl that I had a crush on in school. She always had man.
Yep.
I think I had one.
There'd be protein stains all over that goddamn thing.
Oh, that's...
I mean, wait, what?
Recorded now.
Oh, shit. Keep going.
All right, what is your favorite and least favorite candy from both today and when you were a kid? I can't eat a lot of candy now, so I'm kind of out of it. Back in the day, it was Reese's Pieces. That might have been with an E.T. tie-in, but...
I love Jelly Bellies.
There wasn't a candy that I met that I didn't like. I don't know.
I don't know.
You do strike me as the black licorice type of guy.
I love black licorice.
Yeah.
I don't like black licorice. No,
gourmet like black licorice.
That's hard to say when you can't feel your fucking lip. Licorice.
Licorice sweet.
I like Snickers bars.
Snickers. I want wax lips.
Candy cigarettes.
We've got some at home.
Really? Of course you do.
The old lady bought some from Big Lots. Big Lots.
I love it.
Yeah. Candy, actual candy cigarettes. Can you believe
those
that shit?
Those goddamn circus peanuts.
Oh, yeah.
Dad used to buy those all the time.
Yeah.
Old people love their circus peanuts and vanilla ice cream.
Worthless originals.
He liked those maple nut goodies, too.
Yeah.
I like hard candy, though. I've gotten to the age where I love hard candy.
You got a nice bowl on the kitchen table full of like the
citrus. We, at work, we got the citrus hard candies. It's like orange and lemon and grape, and it's like the old flavors, and it tastes so good. I'm like, where'd you get this shit at?
Cracker Barrel.
Those Big Lots.
Big Lots. Big Lots. Everything's a Big Lots.
Those fucking twisty ribbon things your grandma used to have.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
All right.
Keep going.
Jell-O or pudding? What flavor of each do you like and dislike? The pudding questions.
Jell-O. Blueberry Jell-O with tequila. Wait, what? That's where we're going, right?
Sure.
Jell-O shots? You can't taste the tequila.
Green Jell-O is pretty gross.
I'm not a fan of the green.
I like the band, though. They're pretty good.
It's green jelly.
It was green Jell-O. They had to change their name because they were going to be sued.
Yep.
Oh. What's that smell?
Oh, something that has been asked a lot.
Butterscotch pudding.
I don't like the tapioca. Oh,
pistachio pudding.
Yes.
Never had it.
That's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's good.
Hypercolor t-shirts and fucking pistachio pudding.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and beat off.
With pudding.
With pudding.
And when he's done, he's going to do the weird Bill Cosby dance from the intro of the show. How about some more Walmart or work in general war stories?
No.
We've caught so much shit.
I hate to relive these wonderful times.
Yeah,
I think we're like tapped out. I my memory is not that great. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that's true. It has been a while. Yeah.
I told the Lundgren gay bar story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. If we think some in the coming weeks, we'll say them, but can't think of any off the top of the head. Next one's from Baza. Who would you cast in a Thundercats movie? That will be next week's fan casting. We are going to do Thundercats.
Haven't we done it before?
Long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah. For email. About Legends of Tomorrow, and spoiler for anyone who hasn't seen the finale. The very end, the character that shows up is Rex Tyler, and he says he's with the Justice Society of America. Can you give some background about who the character is in the comics and the JSA? Do you know anything about this?
Nope.
Okay, because I do, because I'm a DC nerd, especially Silver Age. Actually, he's Golden Age, so he plays Our Man. Tyler has a number of superhuman abilities like enhanced strength, reflexes, and healing, but only for an hour at a time. His abilities are given to him by Moralco, a drug he designed himself, which, like Limitless, proves that if you're a drug addict with the right kind of drug, you can get shit done. He has been teased. They've teased him all season, because there's been an hourglass on the damn Wave Rider ship all season. It's been in the background here, and it'll move over here. It'll always be in the shot. So they've teased it all season. The Justice Society of America were DC's first super team. This was before Justice League and all that. Originally, it was the Golden Age version of Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, Flash, Green Lantern, and all them. They rebooted it for Silver Age. They made them like Earth 2. Then after Crisis, they got rid of Earth 2 and just said these were the guys from the 40s. You know, your Green Lantern, Alan Scott, your Jay Garrick, Flash, stuff like that. And then that's when they moved it into DC, got into their legacy characters, which is, okay, this hero is older. Who's going to take over next generation? And that's how you got Barry Allen as the Flash, Hal Jordan as your Green Lantern, so on and so forth. So, JSA was one of their hottest books for a long time. So, people from Justice Society has showed up on the DC TV shows. Curtis Holt, the new black guy on Arrow, is Mr. Terrific from Justice Society. Adam Smasher, who was played by Edge on Flash. He was a villain early this season. That was the Earth 2 version of Earth 1, who was JSA member. Hawkman and Hawkgirl were both JSA members, but apparently they're leaving the show. So, so yeah, that's we're going into Justice Society. So that's awesome for me because I'm a DC nerd. So that's it for internet questions this week.
Well, I'm short and sweet.
Yep.
A lot of dicks.
A lot of dicks.
You love them, though.
I like mine.
I like mine. I like mine way too much.
That's a handshake deal right there.
Yeah, it is. If I could just reach it now.
Oh.
The porcupine.
I'm glad this isn't a video show.
You're saying your dick is a porcupine?
No, the porcupine.
Ron Jeremy, he was basically saying he would like to suck his own dick.
Oh. Right.
I'd never leave the house.
What movie is that from? Is that Clerks?
I think. I don't know. All this dick sucking's getting me hot. Thanks, Tony.
Would you swallow?
Well, yeah. Is it mine? Yeah. I'd have Tony do it and snowball it back into my mouth.
Wow. And with that.
Shout outs go to.
We're going to end this horrible show right now. We have an email. If you want to send questions in yourself or suggestions for future fan castings list or hate mail for Vince or tell us to quit talking about dicks, inconclusivebreakdown at gmail.com.
We'll be totally all right with that.
Yeah. Please rate and review on iTunes and Stitcher. We are on Facebook. Just search for Official Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast. There's a group and a fan page. We are on Twitter, at Inconclusive Pod, at Cyborg Sumo.
At Fetal Bliss.
Oh, I kept pointing at him, and he's...
Sorry, I'm looking at Twitter.
Yeah, you are. All right, that's it. Final thoughts.
Send us some questions about lesbians.
There you go.
We will let you know what we've seen on the internet.
April O'Neil from the internet.
We've seen some crazy shit.
That's horribly true. God. I think you just might have opened the floodgates, sir.
That's fine.
I think I've seen that movie, too.
We've seen some crazy shit.
Floodgates?
Yeah. Church of Fudge.
No. Look no, out. No, no. That's terrible.
Oh, scheiße.
You're a horrible person.
He pooped in her mouth.
Poop. I didn't want it to be explained, but no, sure enough, they're just...
Tony's fault.
There's a lot of that on the internet.
Way too much.
There's a lot of...
I found a farting video on Reddit the other day.
I'd rather watch the poop than the kids.
Get rid of the kid shit
and you can poop on what you
there's
want.
There's a
I guess.
Large amount of women farting videos on YouTube.
You see the girls queefing?
No.
No.
There's one. She's in school or something, high school, and she's got pants on. She got clothes on, and right in the middle of the hallway, and everybody's watching. Right, she lifts her legs up like this. And for a second, and then when she comes back down, it pushes all the air out. And sounds like a whoopee cushion.
Sounds like that balloon from Pee Wee Herman.
No, it's it's audible. I mean, it's loud. It probably smells like the smoker's break room at Long John Silver's.
Oh yeah.
Oh God, that's terrible. Really? That's what you're going to go with?
I will love toss now. Yeah.
No.
It does sound good.
It does. Hush puppies do sound good.
I want the clams.
What's wrong with you?
I want clam and trout. Clam and trout salad.
They don't sell trout.
I know, but I want it.
Okay. I was just letting you know that I don't think Long John Silver's has trout. So.
I'll just go fishing then.
Well, you're not going to find any trout.
I'm not going to find any fucking water to go fishing in either. Since all my fishing spots are gone.
You might find a blinky over behind IF or something.
I'm not going to fish in a goddamn sewer overflow. I saw people fishing in one of those little neighborhood park You know what I'm talking about? The neighborhoods, they've got the water overflow.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody was fishing in there.
Really?
I'm like, you're not actually going to eat anything in there,
right? There's fucking peanuts floating in there, dude.
You said peanuts, right?
No. Penis.
Okay. Well, there might be a penis in there.
Yeah, it could be.
I'm not eating anything out of one of them.
Now, the apartments we used to live at, like when me and Timmy were roommates, they stocked that pond.
Yeah, for probably insect control.
Well, I don't know. They had a couple... They put little bass in and a couple big-ass catfish, so... Mm. Occasionally you can find one, but it's kind of rare, so... All right, that it for this week? Or you got anything else, or...
I want to go fishing, though.
I know. All right, well, thank you, everybody, for listening, and...
Yeah, thanks, Timmy, for being so vocal today in today's show.
I can't fucking talk
with
still.
Your lisp.
He shrugged a lot. All
right. He agreed with everything we said.
Yeah, you just don't know as a listener. And there's a shrug. We'll end the show with a shrug. All right, so we will talk to everybody next week.